This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A number of Greyhound bus stations are closing, including Philadelphia and Tampa. 20 Lake Holdings, an affiliate of a hedge fund, owns the real estate and has been putting some of it up for sale. That means Greyhound has been moving some stations to the suburbs and in some cases making people wait for buses on the sidewalk, city bus style. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that.
Greyhound was once synonymous with inner-city bus transportation, but in the 90s and early aughts, new bus companies like Megabus came onto the scene.
They didn't have bus stations. They didn't have baggage handlers. They didn't have a lot of things. They basically just had drivers.
Randall O'Toole is a transportation policy analyst at the Thoreau Institute. He says Greyhound wants to copy the stationless model. O'Toole says that can be good for passengers.
If you have a choice between going for $30 and have a station or $10 and have a curbside stop, you're going to choose $10.
But Nick Klein, who teaches transportation planning at Cornell, says bus stations are important infrastructure for travelers.
Very few people would say their favorite place to hang out for an afternoon is a bus terminal, but they offer shelter, they offer stores to get something to eat, they offer places to go to the bathroom.
And they offer a safe place to wait. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.